Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care is a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. On today's program, we talk with Athletics Communications Director for Simpson College, Zach Newcomer, about the cancellation of spring sports activities.
Zach, I want to go back before spring sports were canceled. As you were getting ready for the spring sports season, it's obviously a little different because, I mean, there is no summer season for colleges. You have to get everything ready in the spring. So kind of talk about that process of getting everything ready up to the point where all of a sudden there were no sports anymore.
Yeah, so it's a, you know, it's kind of a busy season of crossover because we still had, you know, basketball and wrestling and indoor track going on, and yet you have to prepare for baseball, softball, and outdoor track, and then you also throw golf and tennis on top of that. So it's you know, I stayed busy quite a bit doing all that, making sure I had all my rosters up to date and making sure all that information is getting ready to go. And you know, it's always kind of nice to switch seasons because you kind of get something else to think about and do, and you kind of get to work with those coaches more. And I know it's fun to work with Nathan and Brent and all the both the men's and women's tennis coaches and golf coaches, and it's just kind of it's just strange now, you know, kind of leaping now to where we're currently at and not really talking to them on a daily basis and having nothing to do. But you know, I was kind of excited to see what these teams could have done. Baseball would have been fairly young and I think could have made the conference tournament, but Truman Schmidt was going to have, I think, a pretty good year and could have really gained a lot of awards like he did last year. In softball, you know, they were kind of picked at the bottom of the conference, but I think they were going to surprise some people. And, you know, Brent had a pretty young team, and now he loses 30-some games where they could have had a lot of good experience and could have carried that in next year where I think they could really develop and been one of the top teams next year and could have been a top team this year in the track. And, you know, Dave has a young team as well, so it's just tough losing all these games and competitions where the teams really can't develop.
Well, absolutely. And I kind of want to get to the point where, you know, you found out the information that the spring season was canceled. I know it was a president's conference call of American Rivers Conference colleges. So kind of talk about your communication and kind of your day as that happened, because I know you were a part of getting the word out to all the coaches as well.
Yeah, so that was an odd day because fortunately I was actually down in Florida with our baseball team. We were, I think Nathan was on the phone most of that morning with the conference, and he pretty much found out through him since he was kind of talking to Chuck from the conference directly and other coaches. And, you know, it was tough to watch him tell his players that the season was canceled because they were getting ready to play that game today. And, you know, he spent all morning trying to figure out rosters and kind of what if this was our last day, and, you know, having to tell his team that they can't even play that day and finish out on kind of a note of, hey, this is our last game of the season, kind of don't hold anything back. But, you know, and then getting the word out and, you know, being a couple thousand miles away down in Florida is kind of tough, and especially when you're juggling dealing with those guys and kind of having to do some other things that day. And it was just a tough situation to be in. And, you know, kind of looking back, you know, it's just kind of, I don't want to say easier to deal with, but knowing that we're not alone, you know, all the other schools across the country have to deal with this, and just kind of knowing that it's everybody else is in this together, and especially outside of sports, the whole world's going through this. So it was just kind of a surreal day, and still kind of is. And, you know, I still think I think this is the right decision. It's just, don't know what's going to happen with this and trying to get the word out as quickly as we can, but not, you know, giving misinformation. So it's kind of, you know, do your due diligence and making sure you have all the facts and all that stuff figured out first before you let the public know what's happening.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the fallout since then, I guess. What are the communications you've had with other, you know, communications directors from other colleges, maybe other coaches? Doesn't even have to be from Simpson, I guess. What are some of the feedback you've gotten so far?
Yeah, so everybody right now, especially in my position as sports information director, you know, the first thought was, okay, what am I going to do now? I know it's covering sports and doing all that event management's kind of our, I don't want to say main job, but takes up the bulk of it. And so everybody's just kind of sitting back like, wow, what am I going to do now? Working 4 hour weeks, that's going to be kind of a drastic change. So I think most people in my position are just trying to figure out what we can do. And, you know, we want to put out content, but also be meaningful and kind of serve as a nice time of kind of catching up on records and that type of stuff. And, you know, now talking to coaches, some of the coaches now, you know, trying to worry about their summer camps, and we don't know what's all going to be happening there. And, you know, even with fall sports, some are kind of concerned this could carry over then. You know, it's a kind of a natural thought of when this is actually going to end. And, you know, the news is kind of changing every day of when it might peak here in Iowa and across the country. So it's, you know, it's not just the spring coaches now that have to deal with it. It's the fall coaches and, you know, even the winter coaches might have to deal with it.
Well, and then just kind of your thoughts on kind of your department as a whole right now. Like you said, kind of not much to do. Event management is a big part of that. How are you kind of planning for the summer at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a tough situation right now because, you know, I'm trying to get things out on the web and on social media daily here. And, you know, at some point I'm going to run out of things to put out because, you know, on Wednesdays I do my senior features and on Fridays I do a feature Friday for coach. And at some point that's going to run out during the summer. So it's just trying to kind of really just think ahead and what we can highlight on. And, you know, I've only been here a year, so I don't know exactly all the most recent seasons of success and kind of some of those records. So it's kind of really kind of taking a deeper dive in of what we could be posting and publishing. But once again, I just got to kind of sit back and just, I think this is probably, I don't want to say a good thing that we got a thing canceled, but it's kind of a nice thing for kind of an experience and kind of like, okay, you kind of mastered this situation. And I think anything else that happens during the job or anything like that shouldn't even compare to how difficult this was for everybody on campus and across the country.
Once again, that was Athletics Communications Director Zach Newcomer discussing Simpson College athletics this spring. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.